Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greeting, and welcome to the DDP. Acts chapter 17, verse 32. When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, "We will hear you again on this matter." So Paul departed from among them. However, some men joined him and believed, among them Dionysus, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with him. So we see mocking at the thought of a resurrection, and we see people believing it. We don't know that it was 50-50. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like the majority mocked, while a few believed and wanted more, and a few were even became believers, as we would call Christians. And so thus ends the ministry at Athens, and thus begins the ministry at Corinth in Acts 18:1. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them. I want to clear something up that I said the other day, and I probably have said a few times, and it's just been the wrong word. I've referred to the book of Acts as a chronological unfolding of the church. That would indicate sort of a day-by-day, left-to-right date progression, which is not necessarily how the book of Acts is recorded. In fact, a lot of ancient writers did not write chronologically. They wrote topically, which is what happens a lot in the Gospels. Sometimes we think that because the one story comes after another story, that must have happened right after the other event. Sometimes I think it very clearly does. This is the author is trying to paint you a picture of a day or a week or a month. But in a lot of cases, it's topical, not chronological. And so you need some other text to help pinpoint the timeline sometimes. This moment here in Acts 18, in which we see the Jews being expelled from Rome, is an event that is covered not only in the book of Acts, but also in the writings of other Roman historians. Suetonius wrote about this. Cassius Dio wrote about this. Both of these guys wrote in either the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd century. And then 5th century Christian writer Paulus Orosius would write about the expulsion from Rome as well. And they would not be able to give us an exact date, but the timeline for the Jews being expelled from Rome was anywhere from AD 41 to AD 53. So, and odds are, based upon Paul being involved in this story, that we're at least past that latter date, AD 53. So if they were expelled from Rome in AD 53, and the author in Acts 18 says it happened a short time ago, we don't know what a short time is, but we can assume we are at least a year, two, three, four, 5 years past AD 53. So by the 18th chapter of Acts, we're 20 plus years after the resurrection, and we're less than 20 years from the fall of the temple. So we're entering what will be one of the most volatile periods of time for the early church, and what one of the most volatile periods for Jews. We're not talking about Christians being expelled from Rome, but Jews being expelled from Rome. These are going to be the very early seedbeds of what will be a Jewish rebellion that will center around Jerusalem. Rome is getting rid of the Jews because of increased missionary efforts. And the more aggressive that these Jews become, the more that Rome becomes impatient with them and begins to remove them. It was harder, Rome figured, for the Jews to raise any kind of army or any kind of problem if they just got rid of them and kicked them out. So that's exactly what they do. We'll pick this up with Paul's ministering in Corinth starting tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.